So we said we'd add the fourth explanation of this pasuk. David HaMelech says, Lecha levadecha chatati, I've sinned to you alone, v'ara b'einecha asiti. Notice the duality. I have sinned before you alone, and I have done that which is evil in your eyes. Leman titzdak bedovrecha tizke b'shoftecha. And here, Chazal tell us very difficult midrash. Chazal say that in chapter 26, David HaMelech said before Hashem, Bechoneni v'naseini. Test me, Hashem. Chazal say a conversation took place. David said, I want to be on the level of the patriarchs. And Hashem said, I tested them, I didn't test you. David HaMelech said, test me. And that was an error. And Hashem said, okay, I'll test you and I'll make it easier than their tests, and that I'll tell you in advance what your test is and you're going to fail. Chazal say that when David HaMelech stood there, we have a whole medrash about how the Satan came to cause David to sin. David was walking on the rooftop. He saw a bird. He tried to shoot an arrow at the bird. The Satan did this just to entice him, and then the arrow went through the loops of a curtain, knocked down the curtain, and he saw Bathsheba, who had just come out of the bath, and was overtaken with desire. Chazal say, David HaMelech had a moment of reflection. And at that moment, David said, I could do this. And at that moment, and this is very difficult to understand, David HaMelech said, I don't want people to say that I won God. The servant won his master. I said, test me. You said, I'll test you and you won't succeed. So now I'm going to prove God wrong. And then he went on and sinned. So you understand that this medrash needs a lot of work, because Hashem told him he sinned. So you also understand that if this wouldn't be considered a sin, so then he didn't sin. So then he still won. Right? So obviously this is a sin. But Chazal take us into a level of understanding that's very hard for us. You know, if one of us would say that, wouldn't that be bad? If a parent tells his child, okay, you could go play in that room, but I'm warning you, you're going to end up breaking your toy. So the kid goes in there and breaks the toy. And he says, Dad, I didn't want to prove you wrong. You'd say, what kind of stupid kid is that? So, this needs a lot of work. This gives us an insight to an aspect of David HaMelech's greatness. And I think this is best understood based on the next pasuk. And the next pasuk introduces us to a concept which people often think is a Christian concept. The pasuk says, Hein be'avon cholalti uv'chet yechemat ni'imi. I was conceived with sin. So how could I overcome my desire? How did I come to the world? I came to the world through the natural way, which involves such lust, such desires. So if my foundation is something which is so physical, so then, okay, that's the way everyone is. Okay. Who were David's parents? David's parents were fine, righteous people. His father, according to one opinion in the Talmud, never sinned any heavy sin in his life. He didn't deserve to die. The only reason he died was because Hashem decreed there should be death in the world. So what's he talking about? There was lust over there? So, I once asked Rabbi Yort Pshat in a different Rashi. Rashi quotes a Gemara on the Pasuk, Ki avivi mi azavuni v'ashem yasfeini. That the Medrash says that during the time of intimacy, so the father, David Amel says, my father and mother left me and God collects me. So Rashi says, during the time of intimacy, my father filled his desires, my mother filled her desires. They both rolled over and went back to sleep. And God collected the seed and said, I'm going to make a child out of this. You guys did your thing, I'm going to do my thing. I said to him, what's going on here? This is a way to talk about parents? Ah, they were just having a good time. I came out of that good time. What? That's the way you're going to talk? David HaMelech? And he's talking about the biggest tzaddik by Yishai? So he said to me the following insight. He said, undoubtedly Yishai and his wife were tremendous people. And during the time of intimacy, they had pure holy thoughts the way a person should at the time that he's intimate with his wife, the way the halacha discusses that. A person should have thoughts that are correct, positive, correct thoughts. And nonetheless, the nature of a human being is that there is a moment where as much as he tries to think one way, his mind flips on him. I could add to that, there's a Gemara that says that a woman came to a rabbi and said, you know, such and such a thing happened. I know it was a big sin, but I enjoyed it. So the rabbi said, what? She said, I was raped, but I enjoyed it. So the rabbi looked at her like, how could you say that? So the woman said, Rabbi, if someone would dip their finger in honey and stick it in your mouth on Yom Kippur, wouldn't you enjoy it? That was her allegory to the rabbi. So she was asking if she permitted to remain married, because on the one hand, it was against her consent. On the other hand, she couldn't say she wasn't happy at the time. So that means that sometimes a person can be in one direction, but you know, when you eat honey on Yom Kippur, if a finger is forced down a person's mouth with honey, he still tastes the sweetness of the honey. So as much as we try to be on a certain spiritual level, the physical parts of life are still a part of us. And so a person can have a certain intent and he can enter it saying to himself, this is what I'm going to think. But at the end of the day, his desires get the better of him. And there's that flip. There's that moment where as much as he wants to, it's not all spiritual. And that's what David HaMelech was talking about. He honed it, he sharpened it. He said, they each rolled over and went to sleep, and God's the one that collected me. But what he meant to say is that at the end of the day, they each had an aspect where they were fulfilling a certain physical need of their own, and the only one who had pure intent in this was God. As pure as a person is, at the end of the day, there's something there that's not, it's not perfect. Now let's go back to our pasuk. David the Melech says, I was conceived in sin. Does he mean in sin? He means this is an act that has so many sins connected to it because it is an act that involves such desire. And my mother conceived me in sin. What does that mean? Again, the same idea. So when you try to do something that has such potential for holiness, that has such potential for spirituality, but you're affected by the fact that you're a physical being, and there's an aspect where a person is not going to get to 100% holiness at that time. Now let's go back. David the Melech did the exact opposite. He went and took a girl he shouldn't have taken. A woman who was questionably divorced. And David the Melech says, when we try to be holy, then there's an aspect that we say, but you're not completely holy. So then God, I also want you to look at the other side. When I went to sin, there was an aspect that I wasn't completely going for sin. There's an aspect where I had the side within me that said, you could do this, but you shouldn't do it. So you'll ask me, then why was it a sin? Because that wasn't the major force. You know, at the end of the day, this was a sin. But this was a part of it. This was also part of what happened. Now this combination between the two psukim is my understanding. It doesn't say it anywhere. I'm just putting the two ideas together. I'm saying the simple reading of the psukim, all the commentaries say, more or less the commentaries say that David was saying, what can you expect of me? Look at my foundation from the very beginning. I come from lustful things. Obviously, this is a part of who I am. I have to overcome it. But this is a part of from from square one. Before I'm even conceived, there's lust in the room. So okay, so I fell. But God, you know that this is the way you created the world. That from the foundation, from before a person comes to the world, there's lust. So that's. That's the simple reading of the Pasuk. But I think on a deeper level, this helps us understand Chazal's interpretation, that Chazal tells us that David was saying, I sinned for you. What does it mean for you? Leman titzdak bedovrecha. So that you'll be right. That means there's an aspect that was also a part of the show. And that fits very well with the continuation. That then you have a different interpretation in the next Pasuk. Okay, but again, this is my combination of the different sources.